Today's daf is Chagiga daf Vav, and we are at the last line, the very, very bottom of daf Hey Amid Beis. The two dots, Ezeu Katan, Kol She'ena Yachal Lirkoiv, Al Ksefoi Shal Ovev. Today's daf's being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rab Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Ovadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudas Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fager Rachel, Rafal Kas Ben Fager, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meir Chava Bas Shashana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's that's also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're continuing along the first sugya in Masechtas Chagiga, which deals with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, a mitzvah that one had an obligation to be Mekayim three times a year, a mitzvah that was so important that the Torah mentions it in three different places. Parshas Mishpatim, and Parshas Kisisa, and then a third time in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Re'eh. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when the Zman of Chinuch for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel begins. In other words, that's Pashat, that a katan is pater from the biblical obligation of Aliyah L'Regel. A katan's pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah. There's no reason that Aliyah L'Regel should be different. Stating that, just like as it relates to all mitzvahs aseh, the Rabbanon imposed an obligation for a father to be mechanech, the child to do the mitzvah. Why? Gam ki yaskin lo yaseh b'meno. So that when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be trained from a young age and he'll know what he's supposed to do. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is no different. And there's a rabbinic obligation for every father to take his child with him three times a year when he goes to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The machloikis b'sham b'sil was, at what age does the father have the chiyach to be mechanech the child? Beis Shammai said, as long as the child is old enough that the father can take him, even if the child can't walk, the father's going to take him because he's going to put him in a carriage, or back in the day, he's going to carry him on his shoulders. That would be a child that's old enough that the father has a chiv to be mechanechim. Beis Hillel says no. If the child is not old enough to walk, then there's no chiv, even midrabbanon mitzad chinuch. What then is the minimum share? At what point does the father have the obligation to take the child? It's once the child is old enough that he can, at the very least, hold on to his father's hand. V'lalois mi'Yerushalayim l'harabayis, and go from Yerushalayim to the harabayis. It's at that point that he'll have a chiv to be mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So the Gemara begins with a kasha that was asked by one of the Amoraim on this discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to at what age does the father have a mitzvah derabbanan to mechanech his child with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And that Amoira was Rab Zeira. Zok to Gemara, Maskefla Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira asked the kasha. His question was, it sounds like we have a shayla. At what point is the child old enough that the father would have a chiyuv to take him from Yerushalayim, that was the lashon of the Mishnah, to the Har Habayis? So Rab Zeira's question was, ad hacha, up until Yerushalayim, man asye, who brought the child? It sounds a little from the Mishnah that the child is in Yerushalayim together with his family. Presumably he doesn't live in Yerushalayim. Most Yidden did not live in Yerushalayim. How did he get there? I don't know. But Rab Zeira's kasha was, however this child got to Yerushalayim, that's how he should get from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. So if the child was old enough to get to Yerushalayim, which by definition he was, by virtue of the fact that we're having this conversation, which conversation? At what point is the child old enough to take him from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis? So he should be old enough to make it up to the Har Habayis. So this whole shmooz should be a moot point. So the Gemara says, Amalei Habayis, Habayu told Rab Zeira, no, it's not a kasha, because ad hocha d'mechai ve'imei besimcha. Up until Yerushalayim, the mother was also obligated to come. And the reason is because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and the primary way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is in Yerushalayim. So the mother had a mitzvah of Simcha, Aisi Seime. So the mother took the child to Yerushalayim, and that's how the child made it to Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'eloch. However, to go from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis, that the mother doesn't have a chiyuv. That Noshim are potter from. Who's going to have a chiyuv to go? The father. Oh, that's already a whole different story. Now already we have to figure out, does the father have the ability to take this child to the Harabayis, or does he not have an ability to take this child to the Harabayis? In other words, the child is in Yerushalayim. He got to the Yerushalayim because his mother took him to Yerushalayim. And the mother is a little more capable of taking care of the child. The reason we're having a shaila now, whether there's a chiyuv of aliyah l'regel, and at what point the chiyuv of aliyah l'regel as it relates to chinuch goes into effect, is because this is something that's going to happen not by the mother, by the father. As if to say, if the mother had a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, it would be a good point. You would say, for sure, the mother should take the child even at a very, very young age. The reason we're discussing what the age is because we understand the father's going to be the one that's taking the child, not the mother, and that's what Bishan Bisul, we're trying to figure out. At what point do we obligate the father, or be it midrabbanan, to take this child? Is it once the father can carry the child, or maybe the child has to be older, the child has to be able to walk? So again, we have a machloikis between Bisham and Bisul, what the shear of chinuch as it relates to aliyah l'regel is. According to Bisham, it's a very, very young age. According to Bisul, it's a little bit of an advanced age. So Rebbe asked the kasha, Tachas Beis Hillel, defending Beis Hillel, the Divrei Shammai on the sheet of Beis Shammai, and his kasha was from a pasuk in Nach. And the context of this pasuk in Nach is a parsha that we're all very familiar with. It's what's known as Mafter Chana. It's the opening psukim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, where the Navi tells the story that there was a man whose name was Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives. One wife's name was Penina, and the other wife's name was Chana. Penina had a large family. Chana, however, wasn't zoicha to have any children. And after tfilois, elanaraza hispalalti, vayachshevel loyla shikaira, Chana was zoicha, and Chana had a child. The child's name was Shmuel. The pasuk says that Elkanah used to go up to be Euler Regel, he used to go up to the Makam HaMikdash, and this particular pasuk says, V'chana loy also, that Chana did not go, Ki Amr Le'isha, because she told her husband, Ad Yigomel HaNar, Favi Yosef, I'm going to wait until my child stops weaning, meaning until the child stops nursing, and it's at that point I'm going to bring him. So what's the kashuv? Shmuel yochalir kov al ksefiv shalav avava. Shmuel, even before he stopped nursing, was old enough to be able to go up to Yerushalayim, or to go up to the Mokoyim HaMikdash. And just to be clear, there was no Beis HaMikdash then. At that point, there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan was in Shiloh. But Shmuel was old enough to be able to go to Shiloh, albeit on his father's shoulders, and still it sounds like he didn't go. So Bishleim, according to Beis Hillel, that says that the only time there's a mitzvah of chinuch is if the child is old enough to physically walk up to the Harabayis. Okay, so Shmuel is still nursing, and maybe not old enough to be able to walk. But according to Beis Shammai, if all the child needs to be is old enough to be able to be carried on his father's shoulders, L'chura, Shmuel should have been old enough to be carried on his father's shoulders. And just to understand this a little bit better, the Rishonim say that the Shir of Beis Shammai, that a child that's old enough to be carried on his father's shoulders is old enough to be able to have a mitzvah of chinuch, is 1 year old. So as soon as the child is 1 year old, there's already a mitzvah of chinuch. Mothers used to nurse their children for 2 years. So the assumption is that it's very likely that Shmuel is older than one, which means that in Beis Shammai's world, already at the age of chinuch, in Beis Hillel's world, a child that's between the age of one and two is probably not old enough to walk up to the Harabais. So that's Rebbe's kasha. He said, according to Beis Hillel, it's very geschmack that you see Shmuel didn't go to be Euler Regel. But according to Beis Shammai, how do you understand it? So the Gemara says, Amale avua ulitamech atikshilo chana gufa. So he told him that according to you, chana gufa, how do you understand me? Loi mechaiva besimcha. So again, the Gemara says that you're asking me a kasha from Shmuel. What happened to the mitzvah of chinuch according to Beis Shammai? I'll ask you a better kasha. Chana didn't go. Chana had a mitzvah of simcha. So even if chana didn't have a mitzvah to be oil or regal, but chana certainly had a mitzvah of simcha, you have to say chana mefankusi yisir techaze bebe Shmuel. You have to say that chana saw that Shmuel was a mefunik. V'choshe bebe Shmuel l'chushu l'orcha. And she was a afraid that Shmuel wouldn't be able to make the trip, and she thought it was a sakana for Shmuel. That's why she stayed home, and that's obviously why she stayed home with Shmuel. So you're asking me a kasha about the chinuch of Shmuel. Ask a better kasha. What happened to chinuch? What happened to Chana's obligation of Simchas Yontif? The Teretz says you have to say that there was something unique over here. Nusuf, there was something unique over here, so therefore you can't bring any rice. Okay, Gemara. Boy, Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon asked the shayla. Katan chiger, a katan that's a chiger, a katan that's not able to walk. L'divrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, that holds that the mitzvah of chinuch starts when a child can be carried by his father, which is even before the child needs to be able to walk. Or v'suma l'divrei shneim, a child that's a suma, say according to Beis Shammai, say according to Beis Shammai. Now, what's the halach? Is there going to be a mitzvah of chinuch, or is there not going to be a mitzvah of chinuch? What's the shy? The Gemara says like this. Are we talking about a chiga that's never going to be able to walk? Or a suma that's never going to become better? If a gadol that's a chiger is potter, and if a gadol that's a suma is potter, why would you think that a cotton's any different? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a chiga that will be able to walk, and we're talking about a suma that will be able to see. Right now he can't. My, what's the halacha? What's the shy? Do you say right now? Now, if he was in such a matziv as a gadol, he would be potter. So even though he's a katan, he's going to be potter as well. Or do we say, no? And when he's older, when he's bar mitzvah, he's going to be better. So being that he's going to be better at that point, he will have a mitzvah. Or do you say, no, if he was in that matziv now, he'd be potter. So now we should be potter as well. That was the shayla. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kolecha, the gadol mechayim v'dei reis, the katan nami mechanchina limid rabbana. Anytime a child finds himself in a situation where had he been a gadol, he would have been chay midei raisa, then now that he's a katan, there's a mitzvah derabanan of chinuch. But kolecha the gadol potter midei raisa. But anytime a person finds himself in a situation where had he been a gadol, he'd be potter midei raisa, then midirabanan katan nami potter, then midirabanan, he's going to be potter when he's in a katan as well. Meaning, the mitzvah of chinuch is only in effect where the only thing that's lacking is years. So the child is just not old enough. Everything else is set up perfectly for him to be chay midei raisa. Narvas, he's a katan, he's not a gadol. But if there's some other technicality as a result of which, even had he had the proper years, he would have been potter, then said Abaya, even though the Gemara was able to hear Tutsdadim, but this is the halacha, that he will be potter from the mitzvah of chen. Just to point out one thing, the Gemara Shaila was, chiger ledivrei Beis Shammai, v'suma ledivrei shneim. The question of a katan suma was asked both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. The question of chiger was only asked according to Beis Shammai, wasn't asked according to Beis Hillel, so we didn't explain this. But the pshat is pashit. A suma needs somebody to walk with him. But a child that's a suma who has a father to take him, regardless of whether the father's going to carry him on his shoulders or whether the father's going to hold him by the hand and walk him up to the harabayas, the child will be able to make it up to the harabayas. Therefore, we have a shaila. Do you say that being that if he was a gadol, he's a suma, he would have been potter, now he should be potter? Or being that when he's older, he's going to not be a suma anymore, so therefore, maybe he should be chayef. Chiger is only a shaila according to Beis Shammai, because a chiger can't walk. So, according to Beis Hillel, that the mitzvah of chinuch is only when the father can hold his son's hand and walk him up to the harabayas, by a chiger, that's not possible. Beis Shammai, however, holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is even if the father can hold him on his shoulders. So a father can hold a chiger, just like he can hold a child that's not a chiger. So the shayla of suma b'metzius is a shayla according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel. The shayla of chiger is only b'metzius, a shayla in Beis Shammai. It's not a shayla in Beis Hillel. It's nothing to do with the halacha. It has to do with the metzius. And that's why the question was, chiger le Beis Shammai, and suma bein le Beis Shammai, bein le Beis Hillel, just to understand pashup shan in the Gemara. So now we're moving along to the next part of the Mishnah. So really the first part of the Masechta, with a lot of digressions and a lot of agadata, discussed who's chayiv in Riyah. The Mishnah said, hakol chayiv in Riyah. If you stop there, you would think everyone is chayiv in Riyah. You have to read the not such fine print in the Mishnah, whole list of people that are potter, and then brises that added additional people that are potter. The next part of the Mishnah discussed the carbon Riyah. So not the mitzvah of Riyah, but the carbon Riyah. It also discussed the carbon Chagiga. So when the Yid was Eilu Regel, he had to bring three karbonis, but two karbonis that we're going to talk about right now. One was a carbon oil, the other one was a carbon shlam. The carbon oil was known as the Oilas Riyah, the carbon shlamim was known as the Shalmei Chagiga. An oil is Kachi Kadashim, it's Kulei Kol, all the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach. Shlomim is only Kachim Kalim. Because it's Kachim Kalim, A, it could be eaten by the Kohanim. It could even be eaten by the Bailim. It could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So from a high level, Oyla Shlomim Atu Karbonis, but Kachim 101, of course we know they're very, very different. Not just that, the Oyla was much more chamor as it relates to the mitzvah of Re'iyah than the Shlomim was. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to bring an Oyla, there's a mitzvah to bring a Shlomim. However, if someone doesn't bring the Shlomim, all he did was he violated a mitzvah, which is terrible. But it's a mitzvah saseh. If somebody doesn't bring the oila, in addition to being mevatel, the mitzvah saseh of bringing an oila, he's also over a lois saseh, v'lo yiro panai rekam. So a person had a chiyuv to bring an oila, chiyuv to bring a shlomim, but the oila for sure is mocham. So we had a machloikis between Beshameh and Beisila as to the minimum amount that a person had to pay for his oila and shlomim. And the truth is, this is a theme that comes up in different places in Kachim, where Chazal mandated that a carbon have a certain value. You can't just bring any animal. This is a way of making sure that we're bringing some sort of a chashava animal. So there are animals that sell for a lot of money. There are animals that sell for less money, obviously. There's a certain amount of money, a certain value that an animal had to have, sometimes, in order for it to bring a carbon. One of the places you find this concept is right here with regards to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So the Shalmi Chagiga had to have a certain value and the Ilasriya had to have a certain value. What was the minimum value for the Shlomim and the Oila respectively? Machloikis Bishamayim Bishol. So reading from the Mishnah again, Bishamayim and Bishamayim said, Hari'iyah Shtei Kesef. The Ilasriya had to be worth at least 2 Kesef. Vachagiga Mo Kesef. And the Chagiga had to be a Mo Kesef. Shtei Kesef, incidentally, means 2 Mo'is. So really, the Re'iyah had to be worth, at the minimum, double what the Shlomim was worth, or the Milam Acherim, more simply, the minimum value of the Oilas Re'iyah was more than the minimum value of the Shalmei Chagiga. But so Mesil says just the opposite. Her Re'iyah Ma'akesef, the Re'iyah only had to be a Ma'akesef, and the Chagiga Shtei Kesef, the Chagiga had to be 2 Kesef. So the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa that's very much going to elaborate on this machloikis between Beshameh and Beshil, and once we bring the Braisa, we're going to digress a little bit, me'inyin le'inyin, ba'isa inyin, still within the sugya of Re'iyah, but as we'll see, a little bit of a digression. Tanu Rabban, Beshameh says, Re'iyah shtei kesef, v'chagiga ma'kesef. The minimum shir that the Oilus Re'iyah had to be was 2 kesef. And the minimum shir that the Chagiga had to be was ma'kesef. So in the Mishnah, Beshameh just said the halacha. In the Braisa, which is wordier, Beshameh explains the halacha. Said Beshameh, you know why I think the minimum shir of the Re'iyah has to be more than the minimum shir of the Chagiga? Shehari'iyah oila, because the Re'iyah was an oila, and the oila is kula l'gvaya. It goes completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the meat of the carbon oila goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a little bit of a misnomer. It's going to be negated this Gemara. We always speak this out. But the oila was kula kal. It doesn't mean the entire animal went on the Mizbeach. What it means is all the meat of the animal went on the Mizbeach. But what didn't go on the Mizbeach, very importantly, was the skin. Because before the oila was put on the Mizbeach, there was a mitzvah of hefshet. So you had to skin the animal, and it was only afterwards that it was put on the Mizbeach. But at least kula, all the basar, went l'gvay, mashenki mechagiga, as opposed to the carbon chagiga, which was eaten. Part of it was eaten by the kayanim, part of it was eaten by the owners of the carbon, the bailam. So for sure the oil is more chamor, because if the oil goes completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the chagiga is eaten, some of it by the bailam, what does that tell you? For sure the oil is more chamor. What does it mean it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Number one, Kadosh Baruch Hu's eating it, quote unquote. That's a real concept. Number two, it has to be eaten on the Mizbeach, mamish in the Azara. The Shlomim is eaten by Bailim, which obviously is a lesser level of Achila, and it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So there's nothing to talk about. The Oila, from an Abasa perspective, is more Chamav. And besides, Beshamai said, Matzinu Batzeres. We find on Shavuos, Shariba Behen Akasa Ba'oilois, Yoisim Mi B'Shalom. So it was a special karma that was brought on Shavuos. It was called the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem literally means two breads. Together with those two breads, there were a lot of animals that were brought. Of those animals, there were Oilas and Shlomim. But the ratio of oila to shlomim was very much in favor of oila. So there were a lot more oilas than shlomim. So said Beishami, so what does that mean? That means oila is more chashiv than shlomim. How do I know that? Because on Shavuos they brought more oilas than they brought shlomim. So two reasons. Number one, the oila is kula l'gvaya. And number two, on Shavuos, on Atzeres, riba behen akasa ba'oilas, yoisa mi b'shlomim, there's more oilas than the Rashi. So and Rishul says, riya mokas v'chigish teikas, just the opposite, that the minimum share of the chagiga had to be more than the oila. And Here too, Basil explains Chagiga. Number one, Yeshan Lifnei Adibor. Number one, there was a carbon Chagiga that was brought even before Matan Torah. So before the Torah was given, the Yidden brought a carbon Chagiga. Masha'en came Beria. There was no Oivas Ria that was ever brought before the Torah was given. Va'oid, and besides, Matsinu b'Nesiyin, Shariba behem akasa b'shlamim, Yosem b'Ailas, the Nesiyin, b'yoyim Chanukas ha-Mishkan, Shchedesh Nisan, for the next 12 days, brought karbanos. Every single day, another Nasi brought a karban. And the karbanos consisted of a lot of different items, oilos and shlamim included, and there were more shlamims than there were oilos. So whereas Beis Shammai said, oh, on Shavuos there were more oilos than shlamim, Beis Hillel said, I hear. But by the Nesiyim, it was just the opposite. There were more shlamim than there were oilos. So Beis Shammai says two reasons why he thinks that the oilos is more chashuv, therefore the minimum value of the oilos should be more. Beis Hillel says, I'll tell you two reasons why I think the shlamim is more chashuv, and as a result, the minimum value of the shlamim should be more. Beis Shammai's two reasons are, number one, the oilos is kulei legvaya. Number two, an atzeres is more oilos than shlamim. Beis Hillel says, the shlamim you had lifnei hadibur, the oilos you didn't have lifnei hadibur, and as it relates to, there's more oilos than shlamims on atzeres, just so happens there's more shlamims than oilos by the Nesiyim. So what did Beis Hillel mean when Beis Hillel says that you find the shalmei chagiga lifnei hadibur, and you don't find the oilos riya? So it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilos, vayizbechu zvachim shlamim lashem parim. They so understood that the Zvachim Shlamim Lashem weren't just Shlamims, but these Shlamims were Shalmei Chagiga, and this happened Lifnei Adibur. Now the truth is, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, right? We just had these Parshas. It wasn't Lifnei Adibur. Parshas Mishpatim comes after Parshas Yisrael, which is where the Torah was given. But Chazal say, Ein Muktam U'mu'ucha B'Torah. In fact, the words Nasiv Nishma, which Klai Yisrael said before they received the Torah, is actually mentioned in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So this happened Lifnei Hadibur, and you see they brought Shalmei Chagiga, what's the pasuk says, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim Lashem. That's why Beis Hillel says one of the two reasons that the minimum shear of the Shlamim has to be more than the minimum shear of the oil. So we have two reasons for Beis Shammai, two reasons for Beis Hillel. So what's the Gemara going to do? We know. Why did Beis Shammai not hold the Beis Hillel? Why did Beis Hillel not hold the Beis Shammai? So the Gemara begins with Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel, my time, Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel hold like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai had two Geshmaka reasons why you would think the oil should be more. Number one, it's Kula Legvaya. And number two, Atzeres. So the Gemara says, "The Kamer Riyah Adifa Da'ilu Kulu Legvaya." You're going to tell me that Riyah is Adifa because it goes Legvaya. Other Rabbi Chagiga Adifa. I think Chagiga is Adifa. The Ispei Shtei Achilos because there's two Achilos. Now you're going to say, "What? Where do you ever find this?" Throughout Kachim, every single time you're comparing an Oyla and a Shlamim, Oyla wins. Shlamim never wins. It's never going to be that way. Oyla is Kachi Kadashim, Shlamim is only Kachim Kalim, and even in the world of Kachi Kadashim, Oyla always has a Cheshivas because it's Kula Legvaya, because of this concept. So what does Beis Hillel mean? Beis Hillel means Pashit. Beis Hillel is saying, I agree with you, the Oyla is a more Chashuv carbon. You can't debate that. You can't dispute that. But at the end of the day, we're discussing the minimum value of the animal. We're trying to figure out what this animal's going to look like, how much flesh there's going to be. So the oila, which is kula legvaya, there's one achila, goes to the avishta. So as a third animal, I think the minimum shear could be a smaller shear. You're right, zakeli vanveyu, for sure, hakriveyu nola fachasecho, but at the same time, it's one achila. But over here, what's the lashon? The ispashtei achilois, that's what Beis Hillel is saying. There's two achilois, and because there's two achilois, there's achilas adam and there's an achilas mizbeach. So therefore, I think practically, therefore, it has to be more valuable. And then Beis Hillel said, udekam, you're going to tell me nelef matz that you should learn from Atzeres that the oila is more than the shlamim. Why? Because there were more oilas than shlamim. Done in carbon yachid, mi carbon yachid, they done in carbon yachid, mi carbon tzibur. Atzeres is carbon tzibur. We're handling over here carbon yachid. So how could you learn carbon yachid and carbon tzibur? So Gemara Beishamay, my time, Eliyamar Beisil. Why did Beishamay holding Beisil? Again, what did Beisil say? Number one, chagig is adif because it was lifnei adibur. And number two, the shlamim is adif because you see the Nesiyim brought more shlamim than they brought oilas. So Beishamay says like this, methodically, you're going to tell me chagig is adif because it was lifnei adibur. Hadibur. The Riya was also Lifnei Hadibur. And this day you're telling me we should learn from the Nesiyim that you see they brought more shlamims than oilas. You learn a carbon that's going to be Noyag L'dayros from a carbon that was Noyag L'dayros. The carbonus that we're talking about here in Masechtas Chagiga, the oilas Riya and the Shalmi Chagiga are carbonus that were Noyag L'dayros. The carbonus on Shavuos were also Noyag L'dayros. You talk to me the Karbanos of the Nesiim, that was a Rasha, that was a one-time thing. It wasn't Noyeg L'Doyeres, and therefore you can't learn it from there. So Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, let's focus on this part, because that's where the digression is going to be. That's where the pivot of the Gemara is. That you're telling me Shlomim is Adif because it was Lifnei Hadibur. Oil was also Lifnei Hadibur. There was an Oil Asriya Lifnei Hadibur. Where do you see it? The same Pasuk that mentions that the Yidden brought a Shlomim says they brought an Oil. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu Oilois. Vayizbuchu zvachim Shlomim l'Hashem parim. Beis Hillel said the Shlomim was a Shalmei Chagiga. Zogt Beis Shammai, just like the Shlomim was a Shalmei Chagiga, the Oilois that's mentioned in the same Pasuk was an Oil Asriya. And in fact, the Gemara is so persuaded by Beis Shammai said that the Gemara is going to ask it now as a kasha missile. Ubeis Hillel, why do you Beis Hillel say that there's a mailo to the chagiga over the ri'iyah? Why? Because you find it was lifnei adibur. What's the makar to a tchziv? This pasuk vayizbechu zvachim shlomim ri'iyah nami yoksev vayalu oilos. You find by the ri'iyah says vayalu oilos. So the Gemara says kasavri Beis Hillel oilos shekrivi yisrael b'midbar. That oilo that the yidden born in the midbar oilos tamed avoy. It wasn't an oilas ri'iyah, but rather it was the oilas tamed. That oilo that the pasuk says that was the carbon tummy that was bored every single day. As long as it was a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash, Yidden always bored a carbon tummy. That's nothing to do with the Oilas Riyah. You're right. There was an Oila, but Nish the Oilas Riyah. It's nothing to do with our Sugi. Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai hold? Savri, they hold Oila Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Riyah Avai. It was an Oilas Riyah. In other words, what emerges from this machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether the minimum share of the Oilas Riyah has to be more than the Shalmei Chagiga, or the minimum share of the Shalmei Chagiga has to be more than the Oilas Riyah, is a derivative machloikis. And that is, when the pasuk says, Vayishlach esnaru b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilos, which happened at the foot of Har Sinai, which happened lifnei adibur, what was that oilo? Was it an oilas tamin, or was it an oilas ri'iyah? Beis Shammai says it was an oilas ri'iyah. Beis Hillel says that it was an oilas tamin. Zok de Gemara. On that note, Omar Abaya said, Beis Shammai, and the Bach says, V'Rabbi Eliezer, V'Rabbi Yishmael, Kulu Sfiru Lu Oilo Shekrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Riyavoy. That the Oilo that's mentioned in the end of Parashat Mishpatim was an Oilas Riyavoy. Ubeis Hillel, V'Rabbi Akiva, V'Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Kulu Sfiru Lu Oilo Shekrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Tamed Avoy. So this Machloikis B'Sham Beis Hillel said Abaye wasn't just a Machloikis B'Sham Beis Hillel, but it was a Machloikis Tzedishin the G'dayli Tanah. Let's just go through the Tanah a little more carefully. Obvious observation. Beis Shammai, V'Rabbi Eliezer, V'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, he's mitamid Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Eliezer and Beis Shammai, it's almost redundant to say Beis Shammai for Rabbi Eliezer. We always speak out the Chassam Sofer, every Rabbi Eliezer and Shas has to shim with Shitas Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yishmael, they all hold that it was an Oilas Riyah, Beis Hillel for Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva was mitamid Beis Hillel. Even though there's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkid that says Beis Hillel was mitamid Beis Shammai, and Tosfos says, what? But that's a discussion, believe it or not. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they all hold that it was an Oilas Tamid. So the Gemara now is going to prove how Abaya knew that these Tanoim are of the opinion that the Oila was either an Oilas Re'iyah or an Oilas Tamid, respectively. So the Gemara says, Bisham. Abaya said that Beis Shammai holds that the Oila that the Yidden brought him at the end of Parashas Mishpatim by the foot of Har Sinai was a Oilas Re'iyah. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Hodamaron. You know it from this Beis Shammai that says that don't tell me the Chagiga is Adav because it was Lifnei Adibur, because the Oilas Riyah was also Lifnei Adibur. So that's easy, Rabbi Shmuel. We didn't see it in Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Shmuel, Lami, Rabbi Shmuel said, Klolois Nemru B'Sinai. There were many mitzvahs that were given over at Har Sinai, but only the Klolois, meaning the general idea, was given over at Har Sinai. However, upratos, the pirush of the mitzvahs, weren't said over until the oil moed. Until there was a mishkan and there was an oil moed, and it was then that the pratim of these mitzvahs was said. Rabbi Kiva argued. He said, klolos upratos namar b'sinai. Now all the klolos and all the pratos were said at Har Sinai. V'nishnu b'oil moed, and it's true there was some Mesiros HaTorah in the Oil Moed, but that was just Chazara. Then Ishtal Shlom, and by the way, the Yidden Chazer Itzim Dritten will Ba'arvas Moed. That's Mishnah Torah when the Yidden were at the Be'ivra Yarden in the land of Moed. Okay, what's the point? The point is that you see Rabbi Shmuel holds that there were many mitzvahs that only generally were given over at Har Sinai, but specifically weren't given over until Oil Moed. Now Rashi says that it's Mavur from our Gemara, that the Gemara is clearly of the opinion that the parish of Korbanos was one of those. So Rashi says it on the bottom of Davov Amid Aleph that For example, it says in the Torah, Mizbeach Adama Tasali, Vizavachta Olav, Esayle Secha Veshlamecha. You should bring, make a Mizbeach, and you should bring Olos and Shlomim. Of Vloy Pirish, what wasn't said over was Matan Dameim, how you do the Zrika, Heth Shaitam Venitucham, the fact that you have to skin the Olav before you put it on the Mizbeach, the fact that you have to chop it up into pieces. Additionally, as Reitz of the Shlomim, the mitzvah of the Akrov, Asay Murim wasn't said over. So there were a lot of things that weren't given over. So what's the point? What did Abaye mean? So if Esau could die to Olos Shrivi, Bayef was bothered. He said, if Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold that the oil that was brought at Har Sinai was an oilas tamid, it's going to come out that oilas tamid would have been different than all the oilas that were later brought. Because this was before the oil mayid. And if it was before the oil mayid, for starters, they didn't have a mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach. So it's going to come out that they're bringing a carbon oil without hefshet v'nituach. So said Abayim, ikamidi, is it possible? Then ikara loy bay hefshev nituach, ula basayif bay hefshev nituach. What, that the tamid change? Right, the tamid is kishmai kachi. It's one carbon that's tamid. So he said, ikamidi, that the tamid used to be like this, and then the tamid became like that. It's not mistaber. Must be, says Abaya, the Rabbi Shmuel, must hold like Beishamai, that Beishamai holds that the oilo was not the oilas tamid, it was the oilas riyah. That oilas riyah would be different than all the other oilas riyah. But then again, the mechayev of the oilas riyah for sure was different than the general mechayev of oilas riyah. This is not shalish pamim bashani yera kol schorcha. In fact, we're not going to get into this today, but we even have to understand what kind of oilas riyah this was. What was the oilas riyah? Reb Shmuel Yankif and Zeisli Yakif here in Parshas Mishpatim, he has a whole arichos that maybe was related to what the pasuk says. Vayechsu esa alekim. So there was some sort of riyah. Yishtalsu the Ramban in his akdamata Parshas Truma and in different places where he says that if somebody wants to understand the soida mishkan, he should learn up the parish of Maimon Har Sinai, because there was a connection between Mishkan and Har Sinai. So there was a Re'iyah in Maimon Har Sinai, just like there was a Re'iyah in the Mishkan. Shalosh Pamim Bashani Yeiro. Ayin Sham Dvarim Niskovim V'Niflon. But the point is, it's for sure not the same carbon. And because it's not the same carbon, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Finally, Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya, learned to the price, Oilas Tamid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai. Rebbe Eliezer says, Maseh Nemer B'Sinai, the Maisim were said at Sinai, but v'hi atzma loy karva. Rabbi Eliezer's drasha, the meisim of the tamid was set at Sinai, but he, it's the animal itself, the carbon tamid itself, wasn't brought. Rabbi Kiva argues, he says, karva, no, that it was brought in Har Sinai, v'shuv loy paska, and once it was brought, they never stopped bringing, elo, mani, mekayim, azvachim, amincha, higashtem liba midbar, arbam, shana, beis Yisrael. The pasuk seems to say, right, the Navi say, you didn't bring all the karbanos when you were in the midbar. I thought Rabbi Akiva said they brought the carbon tamid in Har Sinai, v'shuv as a whole didn't bring it, but Shevet Levi did. But the bottom line is, says Abaya, Beis Shammai and Har Sugya is clearly of the opinion that the oil that was brought at Har Sinai was an oilas riyah. Rabbi Shmuel is not clear. It's definitely not mefurish. You'll see the Gemara is going to revisit it in a moment. So Rabbi Shmuel is for sure not mefurish, but Abaya made a little bit of a cheshbon, because if you didn't have hefshet v'nituach at that time, so how could you have brought a carbon tamid? So you'll tell me that tamid was brought without hefshet v'nituach, mi'ikamidi, that you have one carbon that sometimes was brought like this and sometimes was brought like that. And finally, the Rebbe Eliezer is mefurish and Abraisa, oilas tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai, ma'aseh b'har Sinai, obavihi atzmo loy Okay, so that's the first side of the ledger. The three shitas of that the oila was an oila asriya. Babaya also said that Beisilo, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yisrael Galili, they're all of the opinion that the oila that was brought was the oila astam. So the Gemara says, Beisilo hadamara, that's our Beisilo. Beisilo says that the chagiga has a chshivus over the re'iya, because the chagiga was brought lifnei adibur, not the oila, not the re'iya. So you see clearly that the oila asriya was... that oila was not a riyah, rather was the oila's tamid. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. Hanami damaran. We just had a mafurish Rabbi Akiva. Right, this last Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said that maseh nemer b'sinai v'yatzma le'karva. Rabbi Akiva said mafurish karva v'shov le'paska. So it's a mafurish Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Yisai Aglili. Who's Rabbi Yisai Aglili? The Tanya. We learned in a b'raisa. Now again, this b'raisa is all part of the shtickle digression, but this is actually a very, very important b'raisa. In fact, we mentioned this b'raisa in the introduction to the Masechta. Now, we didn't quote the Gemara, Chagiga Davav of the Beis. We quoted the Rambam, the Lashoni Yazov, in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, but that Rambam comes from this Braisa. Really, we could have started the Masechta with this Braisa. Shalosh mitzvahs nitzdavi Yisrael b'aleisam l'regel. The Yidden had three mitzvahs that they had to observe when they were oil regel. Re'iya, v'chagiga, v'simcha. Yesh b'riya she'en b'shtein. V'yesh b'chagiga she'en b'shtein. And yesh b'simcha she'en b'shtein. So there's three mitzvahs that the Yidden have when the oil regel, the mitzvah of re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and then the mitzvah to be besimcha, and each one is unique, meaning each one has something that the other two don't have. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili explained, Yesh b'riya she'en b'shteyem, there's something that Riyah has that the other two don't have. Sharia oilo kula l'gvaya. The Riyah includes in it oilo. The oilo is kula l'gvaya. Mashenki b'shteyem. The chagiga and simcha, the optimum way of being a kind of mitzvah of simcha is with a shlomim, shalmei simcha. They're shlomims. If they're shlomims, they're not kula l'gvaya. So that's a milo that Re'iya has, the carbon Re'iya, the oila, because it's kula l'gvaya. There's something that the chagiga has that the other two don't have. She chagiga yeshel lifnei adibur, because the chagiga was even before matan Torah. Mashayim b'shteim. There was no oila sriya lifnei adibur, and there was no mitzvah simcha lifnei adibur. And yesh b'simcha mashayim b'shteim. Simcha has something shasimcha noyheges by noshim v'noshim, because simcha is noy even by women. Mashayim b'shteim, as opposed to the Re'iya and chagiga, is not noy. But what do you see from here? We just need one thing from this braisa. We need Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, who says mefurish that what's the milo that chagiga has over Riyah and Simcha that it was lifnei adibur. I thought it was an oila. Oh, must be. Holds like Beisilu that oila was an oila as tamin. And finally, so those are the three shittas. It's Beisilu, it's Rabbi Akiva, and it's Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. So again, who are the three that hold that the oila was an oila as Riyah? It's Beishamai, it's Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yishmol. And who are the three that hold that it was an oila as tamin? It's Beisilu, it's Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. So the Gemara has one kash of Rabbi Yishmol. My time come mukmas lucky Beishamai. Why did Abaya think that Rabbi Yishmol held like Beishamai? So he made the chesh, because he saw good day to chelik shuvi shob and midba ilas tamid avoy. Because if you're going to tell me it was an ilas tamid, me ikum midid me karla boy, have shivin in toach, lebasoif boy, have shivin in toach. Right, that's what was bothering him. Because if you can tell me it was a carbon tamid, klolois nemru besinai, protis loin nemru ad oil moid. So that means they didn't know the protim of oil, they didn't know have shivin in toach. So it come out, you had a carbon tamid that was brought one way, then it was brought another way. What's the kash of a rabbi yoisi aglili, the amacha, oil shikrivi shob and midba ilas tamid? We just proved the rabbi yoisi aglili holds that the oil was an ilas tamid. Right, it's mefurish. Said Chagiga has a milo over the other two karbanos that was lifnei adibur, clearly implying that the Riyah was never brought lifnei adibur. Okay, and still Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that may karloi boy have shavinituach lebasoif boy have shavinituach, that the oila that was brought by Har Sinai didn't have shavinituach. How do you know that? It's a mefurish Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Tiny we learn to the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer oila shekriv yisrael ba midbar ein atuna have shavinituach lefisha ein have shavinituach elamayol moed veelach. So this whole cheshbon of Abaya is flawed, and not only is it flawed, Minayubay and Abaya, it doesn't work. Abaya is proving that Rabbi Shmuel must hold that it was the Re'iyah because of Mia Kamidi, one of the shittas that Abaya himself presented, which is not debatable because it's mefurish, but one of the shittas that Abaya presented was Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, and Rabbi Yisrael Aglili himself contradicts his whole cheshbon, because Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds there was no hefshav and ituach, and yet Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds that it was an oilas tamid, and the Gemara is so persuaded by this question, there's no shak levataya. The Gemara gives the easiest answer possible. Same mikan Rabbi Shmuel. You're right, take out Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a real edit. It's Beishamai, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yishmol, that's the way it's presented. Really, it's Beishamai, Rabbi Eliezer, the way the Bach changes it, and Sami Mikan, Rabbi Yishmol. One postscript to this Gemara, by Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda had a shayla. Haikra heichiksev. So we just mentioned this pasuk very much in detail. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oylois, vayizbuchu zvachim shlamim l'ashem, parim. So Rav Chizda had a question. Pasha, how do you read this pasuk? What did the dude start him? Do you read it? Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oylois kvasim, Vayizbechu zvachim l'Hashem parim. Do you read it? Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilos. Now it doesn't say what the oilos were, but we know what oilos usually were. Sheep. And because they're usually sheep, that's probably what it means. Whether it's oilos riyah, certainly if it's an oilos tamid, so it's sheep. So even though it doesn't say it's sheep, but that's what it means. Vayalu oilos, no explanation. Then it says vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. The shlamim were parim. Oidoma, maybe idi v'idi parim hava. Maybe they were both parim. So it's vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilos. And what were the oilos and the shlamim? They were all parim. So the Gemara says, "L'may nafkemina." What's the Gemara's kasha? Who the kasha is? My dahava hava. Whatever happened. So Mazutra Omar, Mazutra said, "Le pisuk taimim." The nafkemina would be pisuk taimim. The trap. If you're a balkaira, is this a nafkemina? And the nafkemina is like this: if the oilos were different than the shlamim, meaning the parim is referring to the shlamim, not to the oilos. So then, vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilos, period. Vayizbuch zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. So there would be an asnachta under the word oilos. If, however, parim is going back on everything mentioned earlier in the pasuk, so then it has to be one hemshech. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael vayalu oilos can't be an asnachta there because the parim is going back on it. So that's what Marzucho said to nafkamina. Rav Acha Breda Rav Amar, he said, I have a different nafkamina. Lo oimer harei olai oilo. What would be if somebody says harei olai oilo? I'm going to bring a carbon oilo. Ka oilo sheik Hakrivu Yisrael Bamidbar. And it's going to be like the oila that the Yidden brought in the Midbar. So someone brings upon himself an oila Sadava. Oila is one of the carbonates, so he brings us a Sadava. He says, I want it to be the oila they brought in the Midbar. Okay, that's a klar enough gemina. My parim avi grasim avi. Take what the Gemara says. Tishbi yitaretz kushis v'ibayis. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf and really to the sugyas that we've been learning, the sugyas of Aliyah L'Rego, and in no particular order. So we began the daf, this is actually going in the proper order, discussing the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to the minimum shear that a child has to be for the father to have an obligation to be mechanech his child. In other words, ketanim apater from all mitzvahs, and because ketanim apater from all mitzvahs, it's pashat apater from the mitzvah of Riyah as well. When a person becomes bar mitzvah, he's chayv mitzvahs, until he's bar mitzvah, he's potter min mitzvahs, aliyah L'Rego is a mitzvah, and as a result, a katan is going to be potter. All mitzvahs, a father has a child to be mechanech his child, Riyah is no different. Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was at what that age is going to be. According to Beis Shammai, when the child is old enough that he can go up to the Har HaBayis on his father's shoulders, he's already old enough that the father has a mitzvah of chinuch, which we mentioned in the daf, when the child is 1 year old. According to Beis Hillel, he has to be old enough to be able to walk up to the Har HaBayis. Now, he can't walk up by himself, that's fine, but if his father can hold his hand and take him up to the Har HaBayis, that would be enough for this child now to have an obligation with the Rabbanon, meaning the father would be obligated to be mechanech this child with the mitzvah of chinuch. The Gemara, in the beginning of the daf, said, Heshiv Rebbe, Tachas Beis Hillel. Rebbe asked a grace akasha in defense of Beis Hillel, L'divrei Beis Shammai, which was an attack on the Shita Beis Shammai. It was from a pasuk in Navi. The pasuk says, Chana, Elkana, Eli, Shmuel, the Chana Layalsa. Chana did not go up to the Makom HaMikdash, ki amra le'isha, because she told her husband, Ad yigom la'nar v'avi yoyisim, when the child is a little bit older, won't be nursing anymore, that's when I'm going to bring her. So, Freit Rebbe, Shmuel at that point was old enough to go to be Oyler Regal on his father's shoulders. He just wasn't old enough to walk. So, Bishlam, according to Beis Hillel, that there's no mitzvah of chinuch until the child is old enough to walk. I understand why Shmuel didn't go. But according to Beis Shammai, that even if the child is not old enough to walk, but the child is old enough to be carried on his father's shoulders, so L'chayr, why was it that Shmuel stayed back home? L'chur Elkana had a mitzvah to be mechanech Shmuel, to take Shmuel to be Oyler Regal. This is the kasha that the Gemara asks. The Gemara said a teretz that Shmuel was a mafunik, mefankusa yisir techazi bei b'Shmuel, v'chosha bei b'Shmuel l'chulsha d'orch. The Shagas Aryeh, in his Turei Yevon on this Gemara, he asks a very obvious kasha. His kasha is that the mitzvah of chinuch, chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi, is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. How do we know that? First of all, we know that. And besides, it's a Mefurash Gemara. Chagiga Daft Aleph Amud Aleph is one of the sources. The mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. It's a freak to Shagas Aryeh. What was Rebbe's kasha? All the mitzvahs d'rabbanon were instituted at some point during Jewish history. It's Ma'od Mestaber that at that time of Chana and Eli and Shmuel and Elkanah, there was no mitzvah chinuch yet. So if at that point there was no mitzvah chinuch, so what's the Gemara's kasha? We always speak out the Vilna Gaon, that the Gaon said, all, some say, Ruba de Ruba of the Rabbanas were instituted in the beginning of Ba'ai Sheni. If chinuch is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, so Lefum Riyata, you would say, maybe it was instituted in the beginning of Ba'ai Sheni. So you'll tell me chinuch is different, because chinuch is already mentioned in a pasuk in Mishle, Chanoich Lenar Api Darko, Gam Ki Yaskin Layasimimeno, Shloimah Melech Mirav Chachmasa, I said. Okay, so we know it's already an earlier takana, but lav dafka so early that it goes back mamish to the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. Shloimeh Melech is Melachim Aleph. This is much earlier. So Feitish Agasari, what's Rebbe's grace akasha? And the Gemara says a whole interesting teretz that Mefankuse Yisar to say Pasha. There was no mitzvah chinuch at that point. What does it have to do with the machlokes b'shamim b'sul? L'chura, a bombe kasha from the Shagas Aryeh on our Gemara right here in Masechtas Chagiga Davav Amud Aleph. So the Shagas Aryeh is Mayrich on this kasha. But then it's Siv, in two places, in Meroy Meisada, right in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, and it's also in his Hemik Davar on the She'iltis, in Parshas Matos, She'ilta Kuf Lamed Vav, says a Davar Nifla to answer this kasha. It's very Yisoidi. We'll go through it Bekitzer, based on the Shitas Aramah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga, in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, so he brings the halacha of katan as it relates to Riyah. Kol katan sheyachal lecho is biyadei shalofen. Any katan that's old enough that he could hold his father's hand, v'lalois miyushalayim l'arabayis, and go from Yerushalayim to Arabayis, aviv chayv la'loisoy u'leharoisoy. A father has a chiyuv to take him up to the makom hamikdash kidei lechanchei b'mitzvahs. Because he has a mitzvah of chinuch, and the Lechem Mishnah says, the makar to the Rambam is pashit. The makar to the Rambam is that the Rambam is paskening like the sugi at the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, and the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel, who holds that the mitzvah of chinuch starts when the katan is old enough to hold his hand and to go up to the makom hamikdash. Stating that, says the Netziv, that it's mavur from a Rambam somewhere else, specifically in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Nun Gimel, that the Rambam's Havana maybe was a little bit different than the Pashtus and the Sugyo in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. Listen to Lashonei Hazov Shal HaRambam. This is Mitzvah Nun Gimel. Now the Rambam brings the Mitzvah of Re'iyah and the Mitzvah of Chagiga and the Mitzvah of Simcha in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sholosh Mitzvahs and Tzavu. We saw the price today on the Avavam and Beis. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings it as three Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Nun Beis, Mitzvah Nun Gimel, and Mitzvah Nun Dalet. HaMitzvah HaNun Gimel. He Shetzivonu Laharu. We have a mitzvah to appear in the Makom HaMikdash HaYantif. V'u Amru Yisbarach, Sholesh Pamim Bashana, Yeirah Kol Schorch, Espenei Adon Hashem Elikei Yisrael. The Inyan mitzvah, listen to the beautiful language of the Rambam. The mitzvah is, Sheyale HaAdam LaMikdash, a person should go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Im Kol Ben Zachar, with every single Ben Zachar in his family. Sheyiyaloi, Sheyuchal Aleches Beragav, as long as he's old enough and strong enough and mature enough that he can walk. And he should bring a carbon oil when he shows up. Says the Netziv, the Rambam is being mefarish the mitzvah d'iraisa. This is Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah d'iraisa? The mitzvah is sheyale ha'odom lemikdash im kol ben zachar sheyaloi sheyuchal aleches beraglov v'yakrif carbon oil ba'ilosek. Says the Netziv, the Rambam sounds like he's saying that the mitzvah d'iraisa is for a father to go, but not just to go by himself. Im kol ben zocha, take all the children with you. So he says, what was the makar to the Rambam? He says, pasha what the makar to the Rambam was. It was the brisa that the Gemara brought in daf Daled Amud Aleph. It says, sholish pamim bashani yeira kol zochurcha. Kol is the rabbis as a ketanim. Now the Gemara said, kol the rabbis as a ketanim. I thought ketanim is only the rabbanon. It's an asmachta the baalma. The Rambam must have had a different derech in the sugya. The Rambam can't go kenega the Gemara. Ayin Sham ben Etziv, ba'arichos. But the Rambam had a different derech in the sugya, and the Rambam held that there's another way you can learn the pasuk. Yeira kol schorcha, the Torah is telling the father, bring all the scharim in your mishpacha. Every single zachar in your family has an obligation to come now and to go be other regal. But here's the point, and here's the punchline. The punchline is that according to the Rambam, taking your children that are ktanim, that are old enough to walk, is not mitzad mitzvahs chinuch, which is a din derabbanan, which is divrei kabbalah, chanoich lanar al pidargei, gam ki yaskin liyosim menon, which maybe was instituted many, 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 many years later. It's a din deraisa. It's part and parcel. It's a sifkot of the ikar halacha of Aliyah L'Regel, because the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the way the Rambam is introduces it and presents it, is sheyalo adam lamikdash im kol ben zachar shi'eloi. It's the father's mitzvah to not just go by himself, but yeira kol zachorcha. It's again tzamim mit the ganze mishpach. It says the Netziv, I know what you're going to tell me. I know what you're going to tell me. Read the Rambam again in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Beis Alocha Gimel. Kol katan sheyachal lecha is biyadei shalaviv. V'la'lois miyushalayim laharabayis, aviv chayiv lahaloisoi, ulaharoisoi bai kidei lechanche b'mitzvahs. The Rambam says mefurish was chinuch. So if the Rambam says it's mefurish chinuch, so if anything, it's a nice dik in the Rambam and say from mitzvahs, but the Rambam says it's chinuch, and chinuch we know is drabon throughout Shas. Zokti netziv. Adarabba, va'adarabba, ben benoy shal adarabba. Go through it again. The Rambam's not saying that. He says, because the emes is, what's the Rambam's lashon? A child that's old enough that he's able to walk, his father has a chiyuv to take him. Why? Kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs? Lechanchoi b'mitzvahs? Kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvahzu? Vazok the Rambam, kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs? Chanchoi b'mitzvahs sounds like all mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah chinuch on this mitzvah prati, just like a father has a mitzvah chinuch with every mitzvah prati. With every mitzvah prati, says the Netziv, fakir, the Rambam saying that this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah is b'yisoidoi. Because when a yid went to Yerushalayim, it wasn't just about being mekayim the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Sholish mitzvahs and stabi Yisrael ba'loisam l'regel.
emes, three mitzvahs protios. But be'ofen klali, when a yidin went to Yerushalayim, and he saw the kayhanim avidosam, and the levim b'shirim uvezimram, and he saw the yisrael b'mamadam, it was a transformational experience. And said the Rambam, that even though ordinarily chinuch is a mitzvah derabbanon, but at the same time, the mitzvah of chinuch, when it comes to be mechanuch a child in this transformational way, yedi yidav nemin yedikin, and even if he's only old enough to mamish hold his father's hand, that in of itself is going to be enough for him to have a chiyuv. So you're right, it's mevu in the Rambam that the Rambam held that be a soida. This din is mitzad chinuch, or it's choluk from the regular chinuch. Now, mal chinuch is on the dover proti that you're being mechanuch the child. This mitzvah of chinuch is a chinuch bederech kloli. And here's the punchline. The chinuch al mitzvah proti is a chinuch derabbanon. But the chinuch, kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvois, loshin rabbim two vavs. With mitzvois, that's a din deraisa. And that's the Rambam's loshin here in Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. And that's the Rambam's loshin in a mitzvah nun gimel in Sefer HaMitzvahs, because that is the yisoid of the Rambam Shita. The yisoid of the Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah, not just to be mechanach for this mitzvah, but it's b'derech klali. That mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, says the Netziv, lefi zet, miyushuv the Shagasari's kasha. Shagasari's kasha was that what was the Gemara's kasha, b'shamay b'shillel, from the Maisa with Alkana, with Eli, and Shmuel, and Chana, l'chura chinuch is a derabbanon. Who said there was a mitzvah's chinuch at that point? L'chura, if the whole mitzvah is derabbanon, so why would you assume the mitzvah was in place already then? The Teretz is, this mitzvah's chinuch, maybe is a mitzvah deraisa, and he says, ulai, this Gemara here, Davava Mer Aleph, was the makar to the Rambam. He was bothered with the Shagas Arias Kasha, and he held its muchach from the Shagas Arias Kasha, as a tutzuch up in that sugi, achinuch deraisa, and the emes is, the Gemara brought a braisa, calls the churchel, the rabbi says, aktanem, even if it's an asmachta, where do you find an asmachta for mitzvah's chinuch? Chinuch is a mitzvah klali, why would it be an asmachta? And this, of course, opens up a door to understand the machlois b'shamay b'shillel a little better in the Mishnah. We spoke at such a young age, b'shamay holds at such a young age as a mitzvah of chinuch. So we spoke out from Rav David Yoel Weiss, maybe Beishamai is going Beshita Shamai in the Mishnah Mesachta Sugah, that even a baby has already a mitzvah chinuch. But the truth is that this mitzvah chinuch is a different mitzvah. This is a different mitzvah. Like we said, Anoshim Lumoy Noshim Lishmaya, these are children that are coming, not Lishmaya, but Lirois. And the Re'iyah can have an effect, it can have Ashpa. And to take a little kid to see this Maimid, the child's a little child, but it's going to have Ashpa. It's going to be Gam Kiyaskin Lo Yosim Yemana. This was so transformational. This is a mitzvah's chinuch that even the Torah mandated a person to do. This is the first Ara. The second Ara is the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Re'eh, clears a fascinating question. He has a suffix. The suffix is, we know there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's mentioned three times. Very, very serious. It's a mitzvah you have to do three times a year. Shalish pamim bashana, yeirah kol zechorcha, es pinei Hashem alekecha. Clares the Ramban. Was there a mitzvah of re'iyas panim? Was there a mitzvah to be oyle regel before the Beis HaMikdash was built? Or was there no mitzvah? What's the shayla? So we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they built a Mishkan. They had a Mishkan for 39 years in the Midbar. And then they went into Eretz Yisrael. Initially, they camped in Gilgal, and the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years. Then they moved the Mishkan to Shiloh, and it was in Shiloh for close to 400 years. Spent some time in Noiv, some time in Givayin, and then eventually, 440 years after Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But for all the years that the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, they had a Mishkan. For 39 years in the Midbar, the Yidden had a Mishkan. Klaretz, the Ramban, was there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? Or was there no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? Says the Ramban, what's my suffix? Because the Pasuk says, Sholish Pamim Bashana. This is in Parshas Re'eh. Yeirah Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'Mokim Masha Yivcha. And because it says B'Mokim Masha Yivcha, it sounds a little bit like not just any place is going to be a Mishkan, but in the chosen place, which is the Har HaBayis, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Oye, Shloimer says the Ramban, maybe the Mokam HaShayivcha means something else. But this is the Ramban's suffix. The Ramban had a suffix, whether there was a mitzvah to be Oyle Regal in the Mishkan, or whether there was no mitzvah to be Oyle Regal in the Mishkan. That flaw in Panim Yofis, in the end of Parashas Pinchas, says that L'chura, this suffix of the Ramban, would seem to be a Machloikis Rishonim, a Machloikis between Rashi and the Radak, in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, the pasuk says, "Va'ala ha'ish hahu me'iroi me'yomim yomima lehishtachavoyz velizboyach l'Hashem tzvakoyz b'shiloi v'sham shnei b'nei eli chafni u'pinchas kehanim l'Hashem." It says Elkanah used to go up from where he lived, and he would go l'shtachavoyis v'lizbayach l'Hashem tzvakayis b'shiloi. He would go to the Mishkan that was in Shiloi. When did he go? He went miyomim yamima. Says Rashi, what does it mean miyomim yamina? Hayo'ayla mizman moyed l'moyed. He would go from yontif to yontif. That's what it means miyomim yamima. He went from moyed to moyed. The Radak says that what does it mean miyomim yamima? It means that he used to go once a year. He used to go one time. Mishana l'shan. He used to go mishana l'shan. Rashi says he went mimoyed l'moyed. The Radak says he went mishana l'shan. Says Daflo, what's the machlokes over here? Doesn't mean mishana l'shan. Doesn't mean mimoyed l'moyed. Mistama, this is the shaila. If there was a mitzvah to be oyle regel, then he would go mimoyed l'moyed. But if there's no mitzvah to be oyle regel, so he used to go, but he wasn't going to be oyle regel, so he would go mishana l'shan. In other words, it seems, says the Daflo, that this shaila of the Ramban is really a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes between Rashi and the Radak in the beginning of Shmulav. The emesis is another Ramban. There's a Ramban that's also in Parashas Rei. It's earlier in Parashas Rei. So the Ramban that we just mentioned is Perek Tazayim Pasuk Yud Aleph. The one that's earlier is in Perek Yud Beis. It's Pasuk Ches. Over there, the Ramban discusses whether there was Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar. And the Ramban says, it's Poshit, that V'afilu B'Regolim L'Neschayvu Lov Eishan. It's posh, it says the Ramban, that there was no chi of Aliyah L'Regel when they were in the Midbar. That's what the Ramban says. Now, you have two Rambans in Parashas Rei that are both discussing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan. In one place, he's mesopik, he's not sure, and what's his suffix? Because it says, b'mokam asher yifchar, so he's not sure if it's daf and arabais. And then you have another Ramban where he says, b'furish, that there was. Of course, it's not a steer, if you look carefully. One Ramban is talking about the Mishkan ba'ifen klali, and the other Ramban is talking about the Mishkan when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Meaning, b'mishkan ba'ifen klali, which is not b'mokam asher yifchar, the other Ramban had a suffix. He wasn't sure, but as it relates to the Midbar, the other Ramban was sure. The other Ramban for sure not. In other words, the Ramban's saying that even though there's a suffix by me, whether there was Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan, or be'ein zach is klar. What's klar is that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, for sure there was no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. I don't know if this is a diak, but we mentioned in the raid on that Beis Amin Aleph that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchus Beis Abchira, it's literally chapter 1, verse 1 of the Rambam's Avodah. So the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was. Mitzvah saseh lasis by L'Hashem. There's a mitzvah that says to make a bias that's mucham l'Hashem, liyais makrivim by a karbonis. And what's the tachlis? The tachlis is to bring karbonis. The choygigin elav, additionally, to be choygig elav, sholish pamim bashana. Shenemar, v'asuli mikdash. Because it says in the Torah, v'asuli mikdash. So says the Rambam, that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was twofold. Number one, a place to bring karbonis. And number two, a place that choygigin elav, sholish pamim bashana. Shenemar, v'asuli mikdash. And then the Rambam says, v'kfar nisparish b'toyra mishkan sh'asam moisha. That was Lafisha. And then when they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was in Gilgal, then it was in Shiloh, then it was in Oven, it was Givon. And then eventually Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he gives you the whole history of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam says that the purpose of Mikdash is twofold. It's number one, that there should be a bias, mucham lias makriven by our karbonis, and number two, it should be a place that's chayig yinei lav shalish ba'amin. And what's the makar? Because it says v'asuli mikdash. Now v'asuli mikdash was said initially regarding the mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shachanti b'soicham. So of course we know from there that this is a mitzvah l'dayris. It's not only negated that mishkan, but for sure was negated that mishkan. And just posh it from the steam of Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says the definition of the Asuli Mikdash was bring karbonos, and it's a makna, you should be chayig in Eilav Shalosh Pamim. Maybe it sounds a little bit like even the Mishkan in the Midbar had this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Maybe a little bit of a dick. But one thing is clear. The Ramban has a whole suffix, but the Ramban says in the Midbar Zechernish. And the question is why? What's the difference? What's the difference between the Mishkan that was in the Midbar and the Mishkan of Gilgal and Shiloh and Noiv and Givon? If the Ramban has it said that there was a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, so why would he be certain that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel? But I think the pshat is Pashat. It's Emes Lamita. It's the Ramban L'Shitasa. It's the Ramban that we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta. The Ramban in Parashas Mishpatim. The Ramban says that every time it says in the Torah, there's a mitzvah to be Oyle Regal. The Torah says, Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Zechorcha, who are you supposed to see? El Pene or Es Pene Ha'odoin. You're supposed to come see the Odoin. Why are you supposed to see the audience? It says the Ramban that people think that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is the Yontif. Oh, Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim, Zman Matan Teiraseinu, Zeich L'Anani Yaakov. That's not what it is. Rather, it's related to the agricultural seasons. It's related to the Parnassah from the Yid. Pesach is the Chodesh Aviv, and then Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzer, and then Sukkot is the Chag HaAsav. And it's during these three milestones in the economic world of the Yid that a Yid has an obligation to go and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'eved shenotal pras me'rabboi, and he's coming to give a shkoich, and not just the shkoich, he's coming to tell his Rebbe, is there anything else I could do for you? I want to serve you even more. But the Yisoid of the Mitzvah L'Aliyah L'Regel, says the Ramban, was what? It's not the Yontif, the Yisoid of the Mitzvah L'Aliyah L'Regel is shkoich for Chodesh Aviv, shkoich for the Chag HaKotzer, shkoich for the Chag HaAsav. If that's the case, then yesh loimar, that when the Yidu were in the Midbar, there was no mukkim for this. Because in the Midbar, there was no Chodesh Aviv, there was no Chag HaKotzer, and there was no Chag HaAsav. These were things that were first going to be in a gay where the Yidu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. So Zok the Ramban, that even though I'm not sure, in the end of the parashah about Sofik, whether b'mokum Ashi Yifchar is meduyik, not meduyik, whether it was true or wasn't true, or be'in zach ezechaklar, that as relates to the Midbar Nish, and Moshe Lamar Davadayma, something that we spoke about a lot when we learned Masech the Sukkah. So we mentioned the big tumult with Rabbi Nachman Tzvi Paksin, Zechet Tzadik Levroch, and Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, and Rabbi Waldenberg, and there was a whole tumult when the Yidu were in the Midbar, did they sit in a Sukkah? And when the Yidu were in the Midbar, did they take Dalid Minim? And really, one of the greatest Samara Mekoymas in that Shmuz, specifically with as relates to Dalid Minim, is that when the Yidin were, what was the purpose of the Dalid Minim? The Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim, the purpose of the Dalid Minim was the Yidin spent 40 years in the Midbar. And when they were in the Midbar, so there was nothing growing, and you didn't have the seasons, and everything was al derech nes, and they weren't living in a regular way. So when the Yidin came into Eretz Yisrael, so now the Yidin had a mitzvah to take these Dalid Minim and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The punchline, if you remember, was Zeichel Yitzias HaMidbar. So usually everything is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, but over here it was Zeichel Yitzias HaMidbar. So they had a mitzvah. So the Gedolei Achroinim said that according to the Rambam, that the whole mitzvah of Dalid Minim is it's a Zeichel to all the Peiros and all the Tfuah. So if that's the case, it had no Mokim in the Midbar, because the Midbar was a Mokim where nothing grew. There's no seasons, and as a result, there's no Peiros, and if there's no Peiros, it doesn't pass the mitzvah. So al derech zeh, that the Achronim are saying in the Rambam Shita that there was no Dalid Minim in the Midbar, Zok the Ramban, that there was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar either. So was there Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? That's a suffix of the Ramban. Was the Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar? That the Ramban says, Pasha not. Why? The Ramban L'Shitosai, that the Iker Tam, of course there's other Tamim, but the Tam Nigla of the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is Ke'evan Anoitel Prasme Rabbi. And that's related to Chodesh Aviv, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaAsav. These were things the Yidden would have once they entered Eretz Yisrael. These were not things that the Yidden had in the Midbar. What's the kasha on this whole shmuz? What's the kasha on this whole raid by? Say on the Ramban Sofik, and say on the Machlokes Rashi in the Radak, and say maybe on the Diyuk in the Rambam. The end of the day, we have a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says there was Machlokes B'Sham B'Sol what the Shir Chinuch was as it relates to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas B'Sol L'Divrei B'Shamay. And what was the Raya? The Raya was from Elkanah and from Shmuel and from Eli and from Chana. And what's happening there? They're going where? They're going to Shiloh. If you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in Shiloh, so that wasn't Aliyah L'Regel. If it wasn't Aliyah L'Regel, there was no Chiv, no Chiv, the Zichah, no Chinuch. So how can you prove anything from this? This is a grace kasha. To answer this kasha, how is it possible that there were gedolei rishonim that were nelam ayin or shtei enof from a sugya here in Masechtas Chagiga Davava Amud Aleph? It's not possible. Obviously, you have to say that these rishonim held that it's not a stira, and we'll leave it with this ha'ara.